是 GCN Radio Network。
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. We're now 40 seconds into this first hour. It is Tuesday, the 25th day of September 2007. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours. If you've been looking for it, you certainly found it. This is the tip of the spear, the very front line in the information war. I'm Alex Jones, and my website's Infowars.com. Well, here's the news I have in front of me today. We'll be going over. We'll also open phones. Examiner exclusive, Bush quietly advising Hillary Clinton and other top Democrats. And that dovetails with the hundreds of pieces of evidence we already have. Also, Bush homosexual allegations resurface in new book. So we'll be discussing that today. Also, MySpace censors anti-war websites, as well as PrisonPlanet.com, and they admit PrisonPlanet.com is blocked from any bulletins being sent, all part of a web of censorship that we are under. Dovetailing with the Bush homosexual story that I just mentioned, I went back and pulled out this article. Remember the headline, Bush prefers Martin spokesman to his own, and Prime Minister Martin walked up in public and kept saying, you're good-looking, man. Man, you're good-looking. Man, you're good-looking. Man, I'd like to hang out with you. You're good-looking. Just in the kissing on Gannon in public, and it just never ends, ladies and gentlemen. It never ends. FCC proposes fake news fine. There's so much fake news put out there by the mainstream media. Global majority wants action on climate change. Arnold Schwarzenegger addressed the UN saying we must move on climate change. Later today, I'm going to air a video clip of a gentleman who was a big environmentalist in Denver, very successful mainline businessman. He was privy to some of these big environmental meetings in the early 90s, and he breaks down. This was taped, actually, in 1992. He tapes what went on at the meeting with David Rockefeller, Maurice Strong, and others, and it dovetails with official documents and things we have, but to have him talking about it really gets into the eugenics and the Malthusian master plan. So later in the third hour, I'm going to be getting into that as well. Lucas Drader is going to be in studio for about 30 minutes in the third hour. He's a local filmmaker, and he went out and did this little piece where he asked, four questions of a bunch of different people, and most of them didn't know the basics. Most of them didn't even know who the vice president was. And so we'll be illustrating just the mass mind control and dumbing down what's going on. Also, a mini guest in the second hour, Dean Puckett, one of the British filmmakers arrested with me in New York, and it just took a few weeks for us to finally get him on. But interesting perspective from them on the 9/11 sixth anniversary and their arrest, so they'll be popping in for the show coming up in the second hour. I never got to it yesterday. I'm going to try to play some of the audio of the confrontation last week with Alan Greenspan and WeAreChange.org and Infowars.com's own Rob Jacobson. But we'll see if we have time to do that. I also want to play Bernie Sanders confronting Alan Greenspan right before he left office last year. But when we get back, Bush quietly advising Hillary Clinton, top Democrats, along with the evidence that this is literally a staged intelligence operation. And I don't know how people don't understand that. I mean, when you get to this level of power, it's going to collude together. It's they're going to stick together. And that's illustrated by the 10% congressional approval rating right now. They have to circle the wagons completely against the American people and the people of the planet as they try to birth the first planetary world government run by the sociopathic killers of the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com, JonesReport.com, InfoWars.net. We'll be right back.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report here on Genesis. If you want to slow the clock of aging, stimulate your own stem cells to heal, or improve your athletic performance, or just recover quickly from the weekend warrior syndromes, this is the most powerful anti-aging stem cell research therapy that's natural and safe and effective that you can get. Mountain Red Deer Velvet from New Zealand. If you're run down, tired, exhausted, or lacking energy, want to restore your joint mobility, immune system, and literally regenerate your organ function, Mountain Red Deer Velvet. Totally organic, totally safe. Whether you're an elite athlete or a senior citizen or in your middle years just trying to stay active in golf or other sports, call us at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Take care and reverse the clock of aging with Mountain Red Deer Velvet.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Quietly advising Hillary Clinton and top Democrats. We're going to get into that. Also, Bush's homosexual allegations resurface in a new book. And I just thought we'd go over some of the other evidence of Bush's hypocritical activities that are being alleged and evidenced by more and more. Certainly where there's this much smoke, you know there's fire. So we'll walk through that. But before I do, I want you to know that I've seen ploys by other filmmakers and by writers and by other websites that if they have a technical difficulty with their server or they don't pay a bill or they've got some subdomain on some larger site and they get suspended, that they say they're being censored. And I would say about 70+% of the time when I've researched what's actually happened to sites and different organizations, that they're not being censored. But 25% or so of the time, there is censorship going on. There certainly are sites that are being censored, and there's admissions of censorship. Digg, earlier this year in January, admitted that they banned all posts of PrisonPlanet.com news articles. Period. They admitted it. There was a huge protest and they reversed it, but then began, when we did get on the main page, people weren't digging us down. They would just remove us. Their people within their echelon, people that actually worked at the company, we were able to track that. Internal moderators. And then, of course, the Dig Brigade and others bragged that they would swarm us, the different neocon and establishment pages of Dig. And Dig's important because it's in the top 40 websites now. And we've been basically, I don't think we've had a front page Dig, which was a major chink in their armor, in about a month. They've got air superiority on us now. They've had a victory there in the info war for now. Wikipedia is number 9 on the web. I'd have to say 98% of pages on the New World Order, global government, Kennedy assassination, Republican sex scandals, anti-war sites, anything about Fallujah massacres, it's just all gone. Not just us. It's just the sites that the trolls brag they've deleted, and they're allowed to operate as moderators on Wikipedia. They list their victories, and they talk in slang and gutter. I mean, it's certainly not, you know, people editing it because they're, you know, encyclopedia analysts. I mean, it's just vitriolic. They go off military call signs. A lot of them, you go to their websites, personal pictures of them. Hey, I'm with CENTCOM in Florida. We're in the propaganda war. I mean, it's a great celebration of evil. They have devastated Wikipedia. And then they go out and post this info. We've tracked the very same people. We'll delete mainstream scholarly news pages that are well-documented and written in a neutral fashion. And then they'll go on Wikipedia and say, I'm a cocaine addict. And just for the record, that's a complete and total lie. I've never used hard drugs, and I've smoked marijuana and don't like it. My friends here in Austin, where everybody's a pothead, certainly know that. It's another irritating thing, but they just go and put that on there with no source, no nothing, because they're CENTCOM and CENTCOM's minions. So we've been basically knocked off Wikipedia, but so has everybody else. And replacing it has been Fox News, the CIA, the Defense Department, and the Wiki Scanner documents this, but they don't care. They've just taken it over. We are being censored everywhere. Google admits that they have erased our page views many, many times when we get up into the millions of views for Terror Storm and Martial Law and other films I've made, which, again, puts us in the top 100, where then everybody can watch it and see it and know what we're doing. I mean, I put a lot of time and energy into this, and we try to use the Internet to get the truth out about what's happening to this country. And if we write articles about the North American Union off their own SPP documents and their own admissions of integrating the continent and the three nations, it's deleted off Wikipedia. It's deleted off of Dig. It's deleted off of MySpace. Now, MySpace admits that we're censored. One of their top moderators admits it. It's official policy. They have not deleted our page yet that has 36,000 members, and I really haven't promoted it. I think we let new members in like once a month or something. We don't do a lot of updating on our MySpace page other than the bulletins, which are updated daily. So it's a good site. You can, if you're members, you can go post in there. But MySpace admits that they censor us. And we got an article up on PrisonPlanet.com about this. And I want to ask you the question. Do you want to let MySpace and Dig and Wikipedia and all these other major mega sites continue to pose and claim that they're free market and free speech and electronic democracies when they're not? I mean, they're scared. They're worried about PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. That's why they're censoring them across the board. And I want to ask you, are we just going to give in to this? Because used to there'd be admissions of censorship and people got upset. Now we're getting to where we're just comfortable with it. Well, that's just how it goes. And hey, Sally Field, she, you know, used to, they could let the stars get up and make comments about how the government's corrupt if they wanted to. That was an American tradition. Now they just delay you out. I mean, are we going to accept this? Are we going to be silenced? I'm asking you, the info warriors out there. Only about half the truth sites actually spend time on news and information and warning people and getting the information out and trying to get people to take action. The rest are all COINTELPRO or influence COINTELPRO out ninnying, getting everybody to fight with each other. So we've only got half the sites to begin with, and we're having major victories with those. The enemy's trying to infiltrate our movement at every level, and they literally are. And I could waste the whole show. Sometimes I think maybe I should just get into all this to explain it to people how it works. But then I remember we have all these new listeners who are tuning in for news and information. The bottom line is Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com have actual hack attacks where we see them get through holes in the servers, where they go in and turn servers off with command orders to erase things. We have to have things triple backed up. We've had people hack in, bring down sites, post a naked woman on a motorcycle on the page. I mean, actual red-handed, hardcore hacks, denial of services, a bunch of other types of attacks that I'm not even going to get into, where they do things in your name. I mean, it is sustained. It is continual. It saps a lot of our resources, but it's made us stronger overall. I have to spend a lot of money on backup triple servers for everything and content distribution networks now, and frankly, it's made us stronger. But we're under attack every day, and I don't waste your time talking about it. So we're under physical internet attack, direct assaults on the servers, okay? A. B, every major site is censoring and blackballing us. And you bet they are. We go in and point out, hey, former top CIA analysts run the Intel Center, and they're posting fake Bin Laden videos, and we give the evidence. When the London bombing took place, we wrote articles about it, broke the news about the drills, picked up on the chatter, put it up there, became major news, and for months, you typed in London bombing, PrisonPlanet.com was number one. So they're moving against us big time, folks. You think when they stage the next terror attack, they want you to be able to go out and see PrisonPlanet.com? You think they want it to be a number one marquee site? There is no doubt they are suppressing the growth of the site. There is no doubt that their actions, gatekeeping and blocking us at every major chink in their armor, is having a suppressive effect on us. We are still growing exponentially, according to every graph, our own internal server data, and, of course, the major gauges out there. And the establishment lies. Limbaugh's gone from number 1,000 on the web 3 years ago to number 18,000 on the web today. Sean Hannity's gone from number 5,000 on the web to number 40-something thousand on Alexa, and you can get the same numbers from other places, similar numbers. The gauges differ a bit. And there's 1,300,000-plus Indians, Chinese, and others coming on the Internet every day. That's why, in the past, Alexa and other gauges were Euro or Amero-centric, Anglophile-centric, because most of the traffic in the world was coming out of the West. That's now shifted the last 2 years, but Prison Planet's been able to stay in the top 10,000 while all the other big sites have slid off into oblivion because they're being dwarfed by the Asians. We're moving in and, again, explosively grow. So when you look at us going from number 5,000 a year ago at a peak to like number 9,000 now on Prison Planet, you have to understand that's actually a massive increase in the aggregate, and our servers show that. It's just that with 1,300,000 entering the web each day, that's 370-something million a year. That'd be almost 400 million. No, more than 400 million a year. That's the type of shift, seismic shift we're seeing, but we're still growing exponentially despite that. So I'm just giving you this report. The enemy is imploding. They've lost all credibility. And I want to give the enemy this little note. You cannot stop the truth. You will not be able to suppress it. The evidence is the 10% approval rating in Congress, the all-time record low, breaking the low of 12% a month ago. You are in free-fall position. The president is in free-fall position. That you are hated. You are known to be an enemy. You are known to be in business with Hillary. Your whole matrix illusion is beginning to crumble. The people don't have all the details, but they know you're in cahoots together, and they know you're liars, and they know it's a fraud. And so I want to just tell CENTCOM and everybody else, it's too late. You're not going to be able to block us. You can't stop us all. No matter how many COINTELPRO disinfo infighters you put out, it's out of the box. The genie's out of the bottle. Pandora's box is open. There's nothing you can do. You can buy yourself some more time. That's it. There's nothing you can do. The majority now know that the terror is government-sponsored. The majority now know you're a bunch of sick freaks. We're going to come back, finish up with this, get into Bush behind Hillary Clinton. Stay with me.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place. Surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Ted Anderson for Midas. September 25th, 2007, gold 727.20 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $749.90, $369.80 for half, $184.90 for quarter. That's $749.90, $369.80, and $184.90. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rody Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or go to the web, www.hazarid.com, H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-990-1878. That's 1-800-990-1878. 1-800-990-1878.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but if he spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Welcome back.
Big John.
Big John. Big Bad John.
All right, I'm going to finish up on the censorship issue. You go up to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, you can read this article. MySpace censors anti-war websites. Prison Planet blocked as model of government-regulated Internet 2 gets a dry run. It's very important to understand how they do this, but basically no one's allowed to send out the name PrisonPlanet.com on MySpace. Or you've got to trick it and then put a space between the dot and the com and things like that. But this is an indicator of the effect that we're having and how successful we're getting against these people. Always before, and I know most of you know this, but we've got to get the good news out to people. We should do an article about this on Prison Planet or InfoWars. Maybe Jones Report. Always before, and I've been watching elections since I was a little kid, and I've studied elections before that, you'd have one party with 55, 60% of support, and the other party with 40, 45%. One party'd be in, one party'd be out. People really thought there was a difference. They thought there was a choice, lesser of two evils at least. For the first time ever, in the last 6, 7 years, they started getting down to 20, 30% approval ratings, then down to 15, then down to 12, then down to 10. And that's Gallup poll, which is generally establishment-leaning. 10% approve of the job Congress is doing on every major issue. 10%. Okay, the government has 10% approval. And it's going to go down further. And there's nothing you can do. You can stage another terror attack for our own good so we unify as a country. Like you say in your neocon documents, yeah, we know it's for your good. And your children's future, not ours. To set up your world government. To wage war on the people. You're the new world order that's destroying our country. Again, it's a simple equation. The neocons, their controllers, the federal government is destroying our sovereignty, merging us into a global government. A hostile global corporate takeover. They're not our friends. They don't care about the Islamo-fascists like they parrot all day. In fact, they radicalize them. The history's plain on that. But to finish up, they are losing. Newspaper circulation in the last decade is now down more than 65% on average. It's dropping by as much as 10% a year. Last year, most newspapers, you can go pull the numbers up, it was something like 6-point-something percent they dropped that year. They are plunging downwards. Television, even cable viewership, is dropping. And what's growing? Alternative news. It's exploding. It's even supplanting porn. You can do alternative news tracks on Google and some of the tools they've got, and then do it, type in pornography next to it, and you can see that some days alternative news is defeating pornography, which no one ever thought could be supplanted as the dominant force on the web. Hence the quote, "We're surpassing porn." People grab that quote of mine. It's all over the web. People go, "What does that mean?" We are. So that's what's happening. The enemy's tried to put background noise, disinfo into the alternative movement, alternative news. They tried to put infighting, confusion. But it doesn't work because people have developed a palate, a taste for what's real. They have instincts. They have discernment. They want news and information. They want analysis. They want investigative reporting. And they're getting it from a growing group of activist news sites. And men and women, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, Canadian, German, Chinese, American, Mexican, it doesn't matter, all over the world, Chilean, are going on the web every day and starting their own blogs, their own sites, and they're good people. And they know they're good, and they know they're taking action. And you're taking over the web. So they can target me all day long and try to knock us down. But they can't stop you from starting your own news sites, your own video blogs. That's what we need. That's what we need. We're going to come back, get in the bush behind the Clintons, mainstream news, and a lot more, the economy, you name it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. All right. Let's go ahead and get into this news. Set the censorship. MySpace publicly admitting that they have banned PrisonPlanet.com from being promoted on the web, on the, what, fifth biggest website in the world. Let me go ahead now and get into Bush and the fake news. Examiner exclusive, mainline newspaper, Bush quietly advising Hillary Clinton and top Democrats. Now, before I get into this, let me just recap. When I would talk about, and when former CIA officers, very credible individuals, would talk about how they were at MENA, and how the Bushes were involved, and how the Clintons were involved, and how the cocaine was being flown in and out, and then you go, and that's covered in Clinton, Bush, and the CIA. And then you go and you learn that Clinton was recruited as a Rhodes Scholar, which is a open British intelligence recruiting arm, and that he was then brought into the CIA when Bush was at the CIA. Then you find out that Clinton had all these intelligence connections. You learn that they met 11 times before Clinton even got in the race, and then had meetings during the race. You find out that Bush Sr. didn't even really campaign. You see, Bush knew that he had raised taxes, he launched the war, he'd done all these things. He was unpopular. He had to pass the baton to Clinton and then carry it down the field. They're on the same team. And there are hundreds of pieces of other evidence. But then you expand out on that, the fact that Bush Sr. described himself in the 70s as a Rockefeller Republican, a top officer of the Rockefeller crime syndicate, going to China, getting the one-child policy put in. He makes himself, under Nixon, ambassador to the UN after ambassador to China. I mean, this is a Rockefeller boy, 110%. Describing himself as a Rockefeller Republican. And then you have Clinton, when he gave the Medal of Freedom back in, what, 1999 to David Rockefeller. And he's there saying there were only two people in 1968 that thought I could be president. By the way, he was going to college then. And that was my mama and David Rockefeller. And he started crying. Yeah, I knew David Rockefeller in 1968. Only two people. I've got to find that clip. I've got it somewhere. Only two people thought I could be president. My mama
and David Rockefeller. Thank you, David Rockefeller.
I've got that somewhere. Years ago, I played it on TV. We got it right when he did it off CNN. Broke down crying at a CFR meeting, giving the awards out on CNN. David Rockefeller knew who he was in 1968, didn't he? Yeah, Rhodes Scholars are selected to be Knights of the Realm, ladies and gentlemen. Enforcers, Grand Knight Commanders. That's what Cecil Rhodes' stated mission for it was in books he wrote. I mean, excuse me that I read David Rockefeller's memoir, published 3.5 years ago. Excuse me, I read Rhodes' memoir, published over 100 years ago. Excuse me that I actually read what they say. None of it's secret. You just got to go read what they write and what they say. Just like you can read Dick Cheney saying we need terror attacks to launch our world government in the PNAC document, September 20th, 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses. Go read it. He doesn't mince words, but he knows you're not going to go read it. At least mainline yuppie-tum isn't going to. Maybe they will as they figure out how dire the straits are. So we have that nexus point. And then now there's no doubt. I started talking to folks in New York, talking to people inside national radio at the highest levels, going, look, I know this stuff's real. But, you know, Alex, I can't talk about it. Talking to executives and people I know. And that Roger Ailes, the Fox News kingmaker, the Limbaugh kingmaker, the head of Fox News, the top executive of News Corp under Rupert Murdoch. Murdoch even kicked his own son out and put Ailes in back in over it. Demonic creature. RNC hat going back 50 years. Operating on a couple brain cells, but still evil genius burns there. The Jabba the Hutt-like creature. And that they were behind Hillary, strategizing, running and all. They couldn't believe that they'd been to internal meetings and Hillary'd been there. This is the type of stuff I was getting 5-6 years ago. Well, people didn't believe me then a year ago. See, if you ever give these sources up, you never get them again, folks. I don't kiss and tell. And so, about 4 years ago, it starts coming out. New York Observer, conservative, highly respected publication, but known for big stories. You know, they broke Skull and Bones, got that video for ABC. That Roger Ailes and Murdoch were having 4-hour-long, once-a-week meetings with Hillary every week in New York, and if she was out of town, one of the two would fly to meet with her. I mean, they got big plans for Hillary. And then Murdoch backed her senatorial campaign. Well, it came out he'd done that in 2000. And then it came out that he backed her again in 2006, and conservatives went, what? That was all over New York Times, Washington Post. And the New York Post wrote articles about it saying, yeah, well, he thinks she's good for New York. Then it started coming out mainstream news that Fox News was advising her on her campaign. And then last year, it starts now a year and a half ago, 2006, that the Clintons were vacationing multiple times, sometimes for a week to 2 weeks with the Bushes, staying in Paris, staying in Kennebunkport, visiting in Texas, just they can't keep their hands off each other. Boating, everything else, dinners, they love each other. Oh, and Bill Clinton's a surrogate son. He's always been like a son to us. Yes, since you recruited him in 68. You got the Rockefeller Republican being put into Congress by the Rockefellers right at the time that they're picking Clinton out of Arkansas, out of Winthrop, Rockefeller-run Arkansas. His mama's a known prostitute. That's admitted. And then gets into that whole story. Prostitute to the mob, high-level bimbo is a more proper term. Not a street hooker, let's put it that way. And you've got, and he's crying, saying, thank you, David Rockefeller. I mean, come on. I'd always heard that he was Winthrop's son, and I knew that she was in the same town and did go to poker parties with him right at the time little Clinton comes along. But then he starts crying and saying, my mama and David Rockefeller. But look, I'm digressing. We know all of this. And then it comes out that Bush says Hillary's going to win. Then we've got Gingrich. Hillary's going to win. They're all saying Hillary, Hillary. She's raised more money than any Republican ever has. She's raised massive amounts over what any Democrat has raised. I mean, this is Hillary Clinton. This is Mrs. Anti-Gun. This is Mrs. New World Order. This is Mrs. You're going to have to go to the doctor every year. You're going to have social workers over you. You're going to have health care to have a job. All the control that comes. And do you see the Republican machine in full drive to stop her? No. You're going to have another fake election in Hillary Clinton. With the Republican base, oh, by the way, MySpace admits they've censored Ron Paul, so has Digg and everybody else. So they're not just censoring me, it's Ron Paul, too. And then we have this, Examiner exclusive. Bush quietly, you bet they're quietly, advising Hillary Clinton and top Democrats. President Bush is quietly providing back-channel advice to Hillary Rodham Clinton, urging her to moderate her rhetoric so she can effectively prosecute the war in Iraq if elected president. In an interview in the new book, the evangelical president, White House Chief of Staff Josh Bolton, said Bush has been urging candidates, don't get yourself too locked in where you stand right now. If you end up sitting where I sit, things could change dramatically. So this is all for public consumption, like what he listens to on his iPod and how he prays to Jesus every morning and cries. And this is all to explain to people why he talks to Hillary. Then notice Hillary gets asked, hey, will you pull out of Iraq by the end of your first term? She says no. See, there's no end to this. The official Pentagon plan said break Iraq in three parts, exterminate the people, run a genocide op and just control the executions and the no flowing water and no electricity from the command bunkers. Citadel fortress mentality. They're doing it. Literal techno spires in a third world wasteland. Exactly what the globalists are going to do on a planetary scale. They're going to reduce our resources, our food, feudalism. Again, I got to make an endgame, too. I didn't even get into all that in endgame properly. Bolton said Bush wants enough continuity in his Iraq policy that even a Democratic president would be in a position to sustain a legitimate presence there. Well, of course the Democrats are bought and paid for by the same interest. Many of them have been more hawkish on Iran and Iraq than Republicans. Any sovereign nation will be blown to bits. Look at Serbia. So that's their spin right there. Don't forget that Congressman Burton and others were going to go after Clinton when Bush got into office for pardoning cocaine dealers, mafiosos, Chinese generals in the White House. And remember, it was headlines. Bush orders Congress to drop it. Dan Burton tells him, drop it. And it all ended. Again, protecting Bill Clinton. And you bring this up to neocon followers, they just snicker and giggle and get little buggy-eyed looks at you. You bring up to them, hey, Bush said he wouldn't sign campaign finance reform, restricting free speech, but he did, doubling what corporations could give. And Bush said he wouldn't be for the assault weapons ban, but then he lobbied for it and pushed for it. And first they'll deny it, then you can pull up news articles, and they go, well, you got to have some gun control. Hey, Bush is pushing total amnesty. Well, you know, he's got to make compromises. The Mexicans want it. Oh, really? Almost 70% of them, of Hispanic Americans are against amnesty. In different Gallup polls, it's 67, 71, it's been different numbers. 91% of Americans average together in Gallup. But they just say, oh, well, it's popular, he's got to do it. It is not popular with no one who's got half a brain. But the ignorant third world masses that have come in here who have kept their nationalism, but we've been told not to have ours. See what the New World Order does? This country's like a body. They lower our defenses. They lower our immune system. They tell us to be multicultural and all loving and guilty and sappy. And then they lower our defenses, pump in third world nations, while the Ford Foundation and others pump radical nationalism, tribalism, racism, saying, La Reconquista, you're the God race, you're going to take over. And then Mexicans don't want to do that. They don't want to be part of that, but they cram it down their throats in the schools. Mexicans, on average, you can say groups have certain attributes, are very family, very conservative, very hardworking, very smart, great ingenuity. They've lived under tyranny for 300 plus years. And they're sick of it. And so, what do the schools do, though? They tell them every ill and every problem is America. They tell Mexicans that the New World Order is America, instead of the New World Order has taken America and is using it. I mean, the globalists are killing our currency. They're killing our housing prices, openly, publicly making declarations, doing it. They're destroying our military. They're destroying our name worldwide. And the general neocon public, the 25% that's left, cannot figure that out. Now, I don't cover this a lot here on air. I knew about this 15 years ago, but frankly, I couldn't believe it myself. But now we've seen Senator Larry Craig and Barney Frank and Foley and all the different Homeland Security deputy chiefs and federal prosecutors and U.S. attorneys and deputy attorneys and preachers and I mean, every day or two, they catch them in a bathhouse or in a bathroom or their dominatrix goes public or, you know. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. There are thousands of examples of this now. But it can't be on Wikipedia because the trolls have deleted it all with Wikipedia's blessing. And it can't be on Dig because they delete it. And it can't be on MySpace because they delete it. But Skull and Bones, and I mean, it's even in a movie with Robert De Niro did that got, you know, 5 stars or whatever, or 4 stars, and people that have been in Skull and Bones are saying, oh, it's incredibly accurate. You know, the media is saying, what an accurate, and they got them dressed up as Satan with crowns on, you know, in wrestling and in manure being urinated on. It is confirmed, and we know out of the rituals in other Skull and Bones houses, other dark lodges, as they're called in Europe, where they have been busted in the past, that they, I don't even want to say what they do, because I know there's children listening, but, if it's true that Bush is off having sex with ambassadors, male ambassadors, that's nothing compared to what we know goes on at Skull and Bones. The rite of passage is sexual death rites. And part of this has been videotaped by the New York Observer and been on ABC News. But they show it to you in plain view and then act like it's no big deal. The ritual rape and murder of people. And again, they're ritualized. They're not actually doing it. It's mock. As Aleister Crowley did mock sacrifices, so did Anton LaVey. I have Anton LaVey mock human sacrifice in, and you'll find him on YouTube explaining that they do the mock sacrifice. Bush homosexual allegations resurface in new book. And you know, I don't know if this Miss McConnell is telling the truth. I mean, she better know what she's doing is so dangerous, it's unbelievable. But I know that the mainstream news reports top gay porn star service moguls at Bohemian Grove. I know Skull and Bones does this. I know that hundreds of times top gay porn stars and male madams and male whores have been in the White House, not just with Jeff Gannon, but before that, back in the late 1980s, they got caught with underage call boys at the White House. So, I mean, we got the story up on PrisonPlanet.com, and reportedly Bush enthusiastically performing homosexual sex acts on the ambassador to Poland. And it just fits in. I mean, it's a guild. You have to be in it to be a member. You have to be in it.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Listening to the GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Live Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central. The network retransmits the show 9 to midnight Central. But you can listen on the internet 24 hours a day at InfoWars.com. That means when the show ends, if you've missed the first hour, you can simply go to InfoWars.com and click on the stream, and it's going to be restarting consecutively for 21 hours. until I go live again the next day. Or you can go to InfoWars.com and click on the podcast and download, subscribe to the podcast. It will automatically load onto your MP3 or iPod every day. It serves out about an hour after the show ends each day to your MP3 or iPod while you're on the bicycle or jogging or at work, at lunch. You can listen how you want, when you want, fast forward, pause, rewind, thanks to the podcast that is right there at InfoWars.com. And we are being censored by Digg, MySpace, Wikipedia. We are under massive assault physically with the servers being attacked almost on a daily basis. I would just ask you, the listeners, to redouble your efforts to tell your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your family about InfoWars.com and the streams and the podcast and the show and the news articles. And they can't censor your email list. You can physically go and copy and paste articles still on to the front pages of your MySpace. It's just you can't send the bulletins out. Just try to get around it. When we post something and dig it, help us right when it goes up, dig it so we can get it on the main page. And before they slap it down, a lot of people can see it. I mean, the goal here is to get the word out on these people. The goal here is to wake this country up. And this is life and death. That's why I've been so freaked out the last month. The fact that they've made the decision to come out every day and say housing's going to plunge, and then housing started plunging. And to say the dollar's going to plunge, and the dollar started plunging faster. And to say the economy's in deep trouble. So the economy, it is a confidence game. You see, they created a Ponzi system. They created a fraud. They got us completely, I'm not going to say it, by the hairs, folks. That's just the analogy fits. You got to use it. I mean, they have really got us around the throat. Okay, they've got us bound. And then now they're doing this to us. And they're in the open. A week and a half ago, Greenspan comes out and says the dollar's going to plunge, housing's going to plunge, and it starts plunging. They want to create economic problems. They get the economy all puffed up into fiat, and then now they pull the rug out from under us, and the Financial Times of London was honest. Maybe your friends and family won't listen to me, but a week ago, the Financial Times, last Monday, 8 days ago, 9 days ago, came right out and said, yeah, the big central banks are doing this and making money off of it, and then spun it like it was good. By making money, they're getting real assets. I mean, folks, I'm mad about this. I'm freaked out. I'm more freaked out than I've ever been. I was walking around in a daze last night at my house. My wife's like, what's wrong with you? You never act like this. I'm like, my gosh, they're doing it. I mean, I really love this country because I live here. We got family land here. I mean, all of you here, you're part of this nation. This is where you live, and there's not many places better. In fact, there aren't. And I just, to see our country fall, to see the New World Order bring it down, because they've got a bunch of other things they've said they're going to do after this. We got a guest coming up, but after we do that, maybe I should spend 5 minutes at the bottom of the hour talking about what comes next. So in about 30 minutes, I'll do that. I'm going to write a note here to not forget. I got all this other news to get to, financial news, war news, Ahmadinejad news, your calls, so much going on. We got a guest coming up about 15 minutes or so. Then I'm going to take your calls at 1-800-259-9231. And this is the GCN Radio Network. PrisonPlanet.com is the website. Please spread the word. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones.
You're listening to GCN.